Blog Talk Radio.
Mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. While you should keep quiet while the MC rap, and if you tired, then go take a nap. Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith from EPMD, and I'm chilling on Six Man Radio, holding it down, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. You got to chill.
Vacation's over. Suckers still picking on the four-leaf clover. As I save my check, EPMD's in effect. Snapping necks and cashing lost checks. As I flex and wreck, so he was next.
Shazam, let me tell you who I am. The E-R-I-C-K-S-E-R-M-O-N. Call me a Rummer Jack or a Midland Warrior. Doing damage to the world with the Hurricane Glory. I'm serious. You can say I'm furious. You can in your mind who is you because you're curious. I live out of style. I heard about the usual, your body get damaged, but my brother said neutral.
While I'm making and taking, if you shaking and flaking, preheat my oven to 300 degrees and start baking. It seems like potatoes, beef kicking like Kato, getting philosophical like the Greek man Plato.
Who?
The Greek man Plato.
Who?
The Greek man Plato, but I'm the AKA Ato Flow, bro. As you all would know, I do a show. Pick up the dough and hoe. Break to the limo, money in the pockets, I'll be hands on the ammo. Crack the old gold as we roll and stroll. Don't play bold, sucker, cause you was told. The spot in the box in 88 was sold. So quit the singing, come swinging, cause it's the beat that I'm bringing. Trying to whack you, BMD. You be Eugene on the heavy narcotic. Such a speed of crack, because your rhyme's mediocre, but your tracks are whack. Not fiction, but fact, black. Believe that, and put away your demo, cause the brother's back and get the bows back.
Yeah, man, this is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew. Yeah, now listen to Six Man Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip hop.
Six Man
Radio. We all gather here today to say goodbye to the lies, bitch. Hammer in the nigga's face, got him talking high pitch. Falsetto like you belong in the Paris stilettos. You drinking the woman's drink, I'm on a Hennessy level. You sounding real sentimental and soft in your hook. Can't believe how this nigga dressed and get nauseous when I look. 2020 vision, but had to take another look. Would've thought it was fiction like the motherfucker's book. Keep using them 48 laws, wrong, get murdered. You used to spit bars, but now you just chirp like a love bird. And most of your album is for the love bird. Such wowsin', I keep it a thousand. You trying on blouses, prove a nigga wrong, put your money where your mouth is. What happened to the principles? Your style not about shit. This is what you call beef, about to take a cow. Shit, yeah. Separate the real from the fake thing, the pig from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing out of bills. I don't give a fuck a mind, you probably pop too many pills. And when we bring it to you, what you probably do is swell.
How you doing, Sean?
I separate the real from the fake, the fake from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing out of bills. How you fuck a mind, you probably pop too many pills. And when we bring it to you,
the fear runs through you and paralyzed thoughts. Homie, I'm too boss. You don't woke a sleeping giant, prepare to get dwarfed.
Just liability, so I gotta write you off. And toss to the side, your heart is too soft. You pussy like clitoris. You addicted to the big ride and they can't get off it. Turn your children to orphans. Fuck out of here, you my offspring. Gave you that life that you talking. QB to my motherfucking coffin. Burning the tower till I'm coughing. And high as a plane, I'm just riding my lane. It's not broke, why fix it, why the fuck would I change? Spit the shit to go inside a nigga vein. Pictures all me in my crib, cause I'm vain. Tired of imposters, take them off the rosters. And I'll be at your door with the motherfucker chop.
Real from the
state, fake,
the fake from the real.
Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing out of bills. I don't give a fuck a mind, you probably pop too many pills. And when we bring it to you, what you probably do is swell.
How you doing, Sean?
I stuff to break the bread.
face. Your face from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing out of.
DPG all the way live from the west side, and you're in tune to Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Peace out.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Times are changing. Young niggas is aging, becoming OGs in the game and changing to make way for these new names and faces. But the strangest things can happen from rapping when niggas get wrapped up in image and acting. Niggas get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed them, watched them blow, watched them all blossom and watched them grow, watched the lawsuits when they lost the dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital. It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show. You blame me? Niggas ain't mainly it, niggas they can't be. But niggas can't hit, niggas they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if niggas wanted you killed? You'd probably move to a new house on a new hill and choose a new spot if niggas wanted you shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac in you you got? I ain't no bitch neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. Nigga, we can go round for round, clip for clip. Pound pound for pound. Nigga, if you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Well, it's that slow flow, D-O-double-G, nigga. See these other fools, but you can't see me, nigga.
Who am I?
It's corrupt, motherfucker.
Do or die.
Your role, I'm in control like Janet. The locust 21-year-old nigga that's on this planet. Take it for granted if you wanna, cause I'm gonna grab my truck and clear the corner. Yeah.
With a group of gangster shit. For 93, so 94's arrived, nigga. Back on up and let me or my dog corrupt fuck shit up. Now can't nobody see me here or there. Whatever I bails, I put it down all around. Cause ain't shit for sale in the coupe with the beat. Flossing off go deep. And my cousin Snoop packed well, you know what I mean. And it don't take much for the dog kind of bust a cap in your ass for getting us all fucked up. Now check it. It's the parlor for niggas like those who supposed to be the shit for steady bitching like hoes. Yes, y'all. Off the dogs, yes, y'all. Yiggy, y'all. Stay full of that gin and juice and have a ball.
I pack the strap like that. I kick it like this. Now, how many bitches must get dipped before they say, a bit is a nigga from back in the day? You never ever thought I'd see him busting with Dr. Dre. Cause I grip mics. I rip mics in half. Hosey, come into my flat so I can tap that ass. So on.
But living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, hard, go guard the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine, hoes together. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine, the cool clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glitch the phone. With the satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat. Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters drive.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. So all the real niggas stay gangsta up. We making paper, suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangsta up.
It's going down, motherfuckers. Like that, sound like Battle Cat. Been upstairs with that. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cause the city keep your Glock cock. You think I'm tripping? Fool, I ain't bullshitting. You better read up on the shit and keep the latest non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine and fuck anybody. This nigga, listen. Doghouse South, cause I'm a gangster crib. See, walking, holding on the X clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me unload and slap the other clip in below. You wanna go toe to toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm staying gangster up, cause it just lives in me. And when I feel enough, I guess that's when I'll be somebody. One thing I really see, nigga, don't speak on me. I won't stop, so let me be. We all from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach Eastside, mad ass on the city. Bang, slap a bitch, nigga, out to get a grip. Yeah. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the nine. Too old, you know. We still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1s, TLC, and all the DPGs. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deagle Dub. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel.
If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacy ass. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a three-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the apps with the homie Cat, a rough dog, cause I love putting hustlers on the map. I keep it gangster for show though, low, and always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lopes and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware of my clicks. We hopping and dropping, nothing but the gangster shit.
Ren is a villain and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping, cover your head like an ostrich. Groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Cause I'm...
Hey yo, this your boy Sticky Fingers, Onyx in the building. Big up Frizzo Star. We on Six Man Radio with Nadine and Black B.
Brent is a villain and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping, cover your head like an ostrich. Groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Cause so many y'all relating to this. Jealous is how they're feeling intentionally, but then start to love it because I made it eventually. Pumping the music, I keep the music like pumping, cause Ren ain't in it for nothing. I keep the average crowd jumping. Yo, you know the color, the villains in black. Only down, I make noise and attack. So you better get back, unless you wanna come with it and make your face like a target and close your eyes when I hit it. You're screaming with fear, but it's with fear that you're screaming. You're waking up in a sweat, cause Ren is giving bad dreams and I'm not scheming, I'm just telling the facts. That's how it is when a WA starts to attack. The brothers, they wanna scrap with me. They're squeezing and sneezing, won't last a lap with me. Especially begging to write some lyrics with me. I just snatch your girl to take a nap with me. Cause when it comes to Ren, there's no comparison. And if you try to be me, it's quite embarrassing. But I understand, cause you're mentally slow. Cause I can tell from the jump, you're too nervous to go.
It ain't
rough,
it ain't me. Gangsta Black, he's about to attack. It ain't rough, it ain't me. Let me bust a freestyle then.
I bet.
I can tell that you're afraid to fight me. Simple because you lost the crowd. And they had to invite me because your sweat is a puddle. But they're the puddles of sweat. I'm a threat, so get a cold rag and wipe your neck. And clean the dirt off your face, it calls acne. It's ridiculous thinking that you can jack me. This is the round where the punch will go. Until your H-E-A-D is known as a blow. I'm making a point, but it's a point that I'm making. Like, see, I'm hating the fake, and I keep the suckers like shaking. Scared to speak with a thought when they're chosen. The sound of my voice in their ear and they're frozen. This is a battle to the death, it's like the same old. Against a brother on a tip with a cane go. Giving them pain, but it's with pain that I'm giving. But I'm comparing and tearing them, but I'm making a living. With the hype of a 9-volt battery. And the odds for me to conquer is absolutely good. And I'm a flow. I'm from the streets, so yo, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, hanging out with Six Man Radio. You know what it is, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, and this is the way we do it. Don't go nowhere.
This right here is considered a banger. Delivered with anger, your life is in danger. Beware them strangers.
Shit. Your shit is basic, my shit is matrix, make you erase shit. Niggas won't say shit, but DJs you ain't shit. Cause you don't play shit unless it's that gay shit. I'm straight off the slave ship, my style is ancient. I'm rich and I'm famous, I'm on, I'm dangerous. I came with that language, it's mad, it's brainless. You studied at Cambridge, I'm fucking your main bitch. Plus my ebonics is full of gin and tonic. Erotic, yeah you got it, hypnotic, plus psychotic. After 9-11, niggas got patriotic. On 9-12, I'm like, fuck it, nigga, play the chronic.
Call 9-11, then call your rep, then call heaven. Here I come, Lord. Live by the gun, die by the gun. An eye for an eye when you're living by the gun.
This right here is considered a banger. Deliver the anger, your life is in danger. Beware them strangers, holding them flamers. Them naggers with swagger.
Now it's the morning after the night I just rode. 911 ain't an area code, it's a gangster mode. And I'm still in amazement on how I put it down. Empty round after round, rat-tat-tat with the sound.
Now understand the situation, it was urgent. We handled this emergency urgently. I can't just have no nigga out there just working me, jerking me, talking all kind of shit, dishing dirt on me. Said he was a local nigga, shiesty, and didn't want to pay up. So I got dressed in all black and loaded the K up. And all I could think about is revenge as I lit the J up. And even though it was late night, I still fucked this whole day up. It was child's play, the youngster took me for a joke. Not knowing Mac a maniac, and I love the gun smoke. Made sparks in my barrel, shit flew through his apparel. Stupid motherfucker lost his life over the narrow. Call 9-11, then call your rep, then call heaven. Here I come, Lord. Live by the gun, die by the gun. An eye for an eye when you're living, die by the sword.
This right here is considered a banger. Deliver with anger, your life is in danger. Beware them strangers, holding them flamers. Them naggers with swagger, cause they keep you gangster.
That ain't safe, no fucking mo. I swear on everything I love. My hood, my mama, my soul. This motherfucking dub is all I bang, nigga. I claim, nigga. Like PCP to the rain, it's like hair running my veins, nigga. White lightning, I'm flipping, snickering, slipping the clipping. Like a fiend, I tremble, shivering. The bulge domes are smithering. Active, no actor. Starch creep swagger. Dick harder than Viagra. Dog push your wig backwards. Connect alumni, but the gun high. Blood to Crips, and when we touch down, we turn niggas to so the guys are stripped. Sweet lead till they all dead. Cause I'm fucked up in the Canada. Fuck up, get over, whether she can blue or all red. The industry motated, nigga, get at us, we ready. Dub, Mac and Cube like Saddam. Bin Laden, no change in the Chevy. Back again, mama, there go that man again. Grab the gun, them niggas don't want. Call 911.
This right here is considered a banger. Deliver the anger, your life is in danger. Beware them strangers, holding them flamers. Them naggers with swagger, cause they keep it gangster.
Six man.
Y'all, this is Dub C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga to be getting this motherfucking seawalk on, skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now, Six Man Radio, adult contemporary radio. That's real, yeah? Home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it. Bang, bang, yeah?
Nigga, I'ma do me, do you. This nigga, I'ma do me, do you. Nigga.
Let me attempt to spit this. Assist this with a pen in my fist. I'm swift as Sonny Liston, bluff B. Quick six whips, six click years, slum B. We stick chicks to the extensions, fuzzy. Jewelry, thick and chunky. Ridiculous, like in them pictures when Slick Rick was a young B. Boy, that pick this Gumby. I'm comfy, so you insist you'll take my existence from me. Flash click, clip, spit, buddy. I place you in them ditches like Egyptians. That bitch, mommy, you limp and bloody. I serve niggas like the homeless mission kitchen when fixing chicken for the bums free. You can't tell us we don't get this. Money. We keep a dollar up like Richie Rich's coffee. We looking for the dip switch. Don't keep your head. It's the villa gorilla pimp. Shut your shim and funky.
Telling me just walk away. Push on. Is no one doing what more can I say? Do you? Cause nigga, I'ma do me. Cause nigga, I'ma do me. Cause nigga, I'ma do me. Nigga. When you see me in a spot, never less than a dime, y'all might roll with a six, we sit with a nine. See, I'm a sick rapper with a flow that's defined, y'all might flip the flow, and I'm flipping like mine, y'all might roll with a squad, but it ain't like mine. See, I'm quick with the flow, dog, I'm good to the go. I'm a stack till I spit, till I can't go broke. I want the fans, the range, I want it all, I want gold. Then I dips in the rips with the chicks in the clothes, cause I chills with the chicks that be the centerfold. Then I creep to the mall with a freak on the low. Then I come through the door, then I smash on the flow. Yeah, I keep still moving like the local DOTs. Serving these yo's with these bad Tennessee's. Let a nigga do his thing, shit, stop sweating me. Go and roll with a flick, girl, it's all up for free. If you ain't telling me, just walk away. Is no one doing, what more can I say?
Do you? This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me. Yeah. But of course, it be effortless. Pulling up in the Porsche, medallion the size of a horse on my necklace. We done it again, done got under your skin. We come hot like a gun pop, running your gym.
Can none stop the sting of bars? The ladies they seen a double team in G-strings and bras. Make them scream like electric string guitars. Don't hate on a squad, cause my niggas are stars.
Everyone ain't telling me, just walk away.
Pipe exhaust.
controlling anything. I buy that ocean. I'm a boss, I buy that ocean. Ain't nobody fucking with this.
They want that shit, they off their feet. I give it to them, but in between, my time, I gotta tie shoe strings. Life's a trip when you want these things. I often suck, and then I lean to a 3W, use a life. You know, blowjob, need an application. And eating pussy, make appetite. And yeah, my type, I like them brown, just like my drink. The fuck you think? I don't fuck with no hand me down. See, if you fuck, then it's after me. You know how much I'ma make it work. You know her trust, limit in her purse. When you discuss your love for lust, just make sure you visit here first, Cali.
Six Man
Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, nigga. Six Man Radio. We are the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. You love, nigga. And you love, nigga. Ha! It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. Man, I'm just sitting here kicking it with my lovely co-host, Nate Dean Michelle. Nate, what you doing? What you doing?
We getting all West Coast on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Oh, man. I was like, man, West Coast got some funk for your ass.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. And that ain't even like the tip of the iceberg, you know.
I know.
We're just playing around a little bit, you know, but the West Coast, man, like the West Coast is serious. I love the way they attack records, just musically, you know what I'm saying? Just musically, and the samples that they use, the instrumentation, the chords, the different, you know, they do bridges, they actually put bridges in it, you know. Salute to them, y'all. Well, good,
and
though,
that's what we're doing. We salute in West Coast still, you know, by tonight's special guest, MC.
Yeah, tonight.
See?
Yeah. Our special guest tonight is Dub C, none other than Dub C. It's definitely an honor to have him on, the big homie. He stopped by. He talked about West Side Connection, the West Coast period. Yo, you want to stick around for that, man. You want to stick around for Dub C when he check in. He checking in a minute, too, in a hot minute. So we'll have him on in a hot minute. But I also want to let y'all know that we got some monster shows coming up. So keep your eyes open, man. Because listen, next week we got Sticky Fingers. And now Sticky Fingers, he got a new movie that came out on the 5th. It's called Caught on Tape. And it's got Vivica Fox in it, Cedric the Entertainer, Kel Mitchell. Yo, it's crazy. Y'all going to have to check it out. But he's going to be on the show. And also we're going to have Saya on the show, female MC. She's crazy. Y'all gonna want to check her out. And then the following week, we got I'm tripping. Puma. We got Puma.
Yeah,
from
Black Ink.
Yeah, Black Ink Crew. We got Puma on the line and on the show. You know, the following week, and with him, we got Psycho Les from the Beatnuts. That's crazy. But wait, Nate, wait, because the craziest thing about it all, I need to hit the button real quick.
It's serious,
man. The first weekend in March will be Six Man Radio's first year anniversary, so our guest is gonna be PMD of EPMD. Good grief, y'all. Y'all gonna want to tune in for that one.
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
And that's 1 year, 52 weeks, 52 guests.
Yeah.
That we've had for y'all on Six Man Radio. I mean,
well, more than that, because we doubled up. We've doubled up someday.
Yeah, that's true. So a little bit more than that, but we are just happy that you guys are tuning in and listening. And giving us love, you know, that we're able to bring you these dope guests that we love as well. So, you know, we're mad excited.
Yeah.
You know, we got nothing but, and we got even more after that. So, woo, You guys got to stay with us, man, and we definitely appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. But
it's shout to the people that was stunting. You know, there's a couple people that there's celebs that I've actually had contact with. You know what I mean? I'm talking to them. And they're saying that they're going to do the show, but they've been stunting. I'm not going to put them on blast yet. It's a good three of them. I'm not going to put them on blast yet. We're going to still wait. We're going to wait because we're patient, folks. You know what I'm saying? We're patient, folks, over here at 6-Man Radio. So that's what we're going to do in the interim.
Right.
But, boy, you got a couple weeks. You got a couple weeks, and then I'm blasting because it's only right. It's only right. It's only right, baby. It's only right.
All right.
Now, But my week was cool. You know, my birthday Wednesday. You know, they play EPMD on Unsung on my birthday, so that was great.
That's dope.
You know, got you. You know, wasn't feeling good this week. You know, so you know, it's all good. It's all good. God is good. We're here. We're in the building, man. But
yeah,
but
listen, we're in the building.
There's something that I wanted to really kick it with you about.
Right.
You know, we really didn't get an opportunity to talk about this off the record, but the whole thing with Lord Jamar.
Oh,
and the record that he made directed at Kanye with the, you know, with the skinny jeans and skirts and stuff like that. What do you think about that? What's your take on it?
Well, I mean. I understand where he's coming from, and just coincidentally, you know, he made this record. He's put, you know, skinny jeans and the whole little fad with the skirts, with the MCs wearing the skirts, mainly, you know, people like Kanye and his crew.
Right.
So just by chance, you know, in the same week, Kanye has ordered all pictures of him in a skirt taken down.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Or not?
That's retarded. But wait, you kind of dodged the question though. What do you think of the record and the stance that Lord Jamar was taking about that?
Well, I mean, the record is alright. You know what I mean? It's so so. It's no big deal. The record. I mean, I think I like the stance better than the record.
Let's be real. That shit was trash, yo. It was trash.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna keep it real.
I was trying to be kind.
Yeah, but it ain't a point of being kind. It's a point of being real, because if you're gonna take a shot and a swat up there at Ye, you know, you gotta come correct, yo, because. You might be who you are, but yo, man, like with the records, and especially a stance like that. Now, that's from a fan's point of view. You know what I mean? I agree with the stance 5,000,000,000%. I don't think the record was necessary, you know. Maybe it was trash because the track didn't really fit it. I don't know. Whatever it was, it just didn't sound good. You know what I mean? So, you know, you won't hear it over here on 6-Man Radio, but we fuck with Lord Jamar. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Salute.
Well, I mean, maybe it's gotten his attention. You know, people are talking about it here and there, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's a campaign of his or what it is. I really don't know what the whole situation was about, but we'll see. You know what I mean? It just was weird that Kanye would order all his pictures down like that, but we'll see what happened with it. You know what I mean?
Kanye, do you really think that you could get all your pictures taken off the fucking internet?
Nah.
Fam, people have already copied and saved as. We have already saved as, nigga. That shit is forever, nigga. We got that shit, nigga. Nigga, our kids is gonna have that, nigga.
That's right.
Come on,
it's
man.
Never
you
gonna
might...
come on. Once it's on the internet, it stay there forever.
Word. I mean, we already seen you in the skirt, bro. You might as well go put the evening gown on. I'm saying. I mean, it already happened.
Evening gown.
I'm saying we love you. We love you as an artist. We already accepted that you're weird. Like, shit, you might as well go all the way, jump out the window, man. Put on a bra. Come out with a fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? You
not
feel me?
Abroad. Don't put
but,
on a
hey,
broad.
But listen, this is what I'm saying. This is where he's going. And this is the whole point of what Lord Jamal is saying, is that it's become feminine, whereas before it was masculine. Which, you feel me? So, yeah.
Well. Yeah. Don't put on a bra. I don't want to see that.
Don't put on a skirt. But shit, nigga, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. At this point, yo, Kanye, nothing he do should surprise you.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But, you know,
speaking of Kanye,
it won't go that far.
Yo, I seen some shit online. I seen some shit with dude was performing somewhere. I think it was overseas somewhere. Nick came out with doing auto-tune. Right, and he looked like the Predator though. The nigga had like this whole white Ku Klux Klan like shit on, but he had like a Predator mask on. But the whole shit was white, and he was freestyling in auto-tune. But he started ranting. He was going crazy talking about, yo, they're just wilding, just in auto-tune.
It sounds
but
very
for like,
weird.
But for like 5 minutes, Nate.
Really?
He was dumbing for like 5 minutes. I don't know what's up with
that. That sounds kind of crazy. That sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah, man. But, you know, we love him. We wait for the new music. You know, we love him. Hey, what can you say, man? That's yay. But you know what? Let's start getting ready for Dub C, man. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you know what? Let's go right into Dub C.
All right, let's do it.
Paul, of course. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I think that's what we're going to do. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back with Dub C. You already know, baby. It's the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Yeah. Nigga. Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What's good, Nate?
What's going on, Seed? You know, I'm really excited about tonight. Yes, always I'm excited,
Ooh.
Right? But we're
Ooh,
really
good.
Cruising on the West Coast right now, so we're getting our West Coast on, and we got another great West Coast artist. Let him know who it is, Seed.
Man, definitely a pioneer in West Coast hip hop, for real. Ladies and gentlemen, salute, Dub C. What's good, brother?
West y'all, West Sea of Philly, near. What's happening with it?
What's going on?
In Wah, New York in the motherfucking house.
That's right. Yo, man, first off, it's an honor. It's definitely an honor, man. You know, like you said, you know, New York in the house, but bam, I had the opportunity to grow up in the Midwest in high school, and they put me on to the West Coast music, and it was dope. It was so dope to me because it was different from what we had. We had the boom bap, but y'all had the boom bap, but y'all had it was more of a melodic twist to it musically.
Right.
You know,
it was more musical. You got to realize though, we learned from y'all though. We learned from the Mecca. You know what I'm saying? But we just try to just that's one thing I love about being from the West Coast, and right now just seeing a lot of different producers getting down. I'm not trying to change the subject, but we try to do us though. We're influenced by y'all, but we try to do us. And, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I'm saying, they're real recognized, real, man. Much love.
Yeah. All day, because the first introduction to y'all was Low Profile. Now, shout out to my nigga Fred Blast, freshman year. He the nigga who put me on the Low Profile. It was you and DJ Aladdin. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why was it just one album, though? Why was it just one?
Sum it up real quick was, you got to realize that we came out back, I'm a nigga that been blessed to be in the game for a while, you know, so I consider myself an OG in the game, you know, saying a lot of young, new niggas, you know, call us old school, and, you know, fuck it, you know, I wear the jacket, whatever it is, because it's real, but we came in the game back then. You got to realize, it was Busta DJ first, remember, it was Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, it was Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, it was all about the DJ back then, and DJ Latin was a kid out of Compton,
who was real crazy with the turntables. I mean, he went all the way to the, you know, to the DMC battles, to the NYC seminar battles, all on MTV, going against Miz, going against, you know, saying just all the top DJs, and he was winning damn near all the contests, and nobody ever saw a little young nigga with a Jerry curl that was a gangbanger that was just so nice on the wheels like that. But he just wanted to have fun and do music, and he, you know, and we were supporting him because I got turned on to him by a partner of mine that went to my high school by the name of Zero. It was three of us in the group originally, and then Zero went on to college. Said, you know what I'm saying, you really wasn't fucking with the rap shit like that. And me and Aladdin just stayed down. I was from South Central, he was from Compton, even though it's all Los Angeles. I was supporting him, and he got out there, man, and he won in a contest. And they wanted, he was getting approached by a lot of people to do a DJ record like that. I got the power.
Right.
One of the records, he was like, fuck that, cause I want to do some real shit. So, you know what I'm saying, we had a lot of demos and shit that we done. And they was like, yeah, nigga, whatever, you got a rapper, yeah, whatever, man, I bet that shit is whack. But when they heard the songs, they heard, he had a gang of records, when they heard the songs, it was like, we fucking with this shit. So we put the record out, and when we put the record out, the record started getting, you know, so we started getting a lot of appreciation, and we started getting a look from a different audience other than just the gangster crowd. Like, N.W.A. came out, shocked the world with Fuck the Police and all that, but we came out, and we was, you look at the album cover, we had on sweatshirts, the motherfucking crease cords, khakis, and the starter cap turned backwards and everything. But when you listen to the music, it was street shit that we was talking, but we was over the boom back like beats. Boom.
Right.
Hip hop shit. And then it was crazy because we got embraced by the hip hop audience. And but what really kicked it off and got a lot of niggas really fucking with us, especially over here, was the first single called Pay Your Dues. And it was something that I wanted to do, something that New York niggas from over in Cali, everywhere, can relate to. And the beat was a more bounce sample, chopped up, but the rest of the album was straight hip-hop. So it was like we had the best of both worlds. And what led to the breakup of the group was Aladdin had a lot of people getting in his ear telling him, yo, you know what I'm saying, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, you know, we could do it like this, we could do it like that, we could do it like this, we could do it like that. And I had people in my ear telling me, nigga, we need to do it like this, you know, y'all need to do it like that, y'all need to do it. And then me and Aladdin was sitting down, man, and we really wasn't seeing eye to eye like, you know, like we was in the beginning when we were just, in this mama den and my mama den and just, you know, just chopping it up, man, and just really just going for ours, man. Unfortunately, we let some people get in between us, you know, with the shady managers and all that shit and everything, and it just went left. But by him being a real nigga and me being a real nigga, we just say, you know what, my nigga, we gonna keep it up, but we just gonna go on to do our own thing. And at the time, I put a nigga down by the name of when I left, I said I'm about to get up out of here. But the record label that we were signed to at the time was Priority Records. Priority Records was a label at the time that dropped N.W.A. and dropped had a couple of artists coming out and everything on Priority Records, EZ and them. And they wouldn't let me go because we signed a fucked up contract. And the contract that we signed, the guy that was managing us was a guy that went in and got us a lawyer and everything and shit like that. So I just want to let a lot of artists know that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself a good lawyer. I mean lawyer whenever you're doing business. I want to let y'all know as well that, you know, there's a such thing called a conflict of interest. If you representing you and they're working for the label, you know what I'm saying? It ain't good. It ain't good, not at all. You need to go get your own representation. And we signed the contract to where I was called cross-collateralization. You know what I'm saying? And that's the language that's used in the contract, which means that they could keep you, or they could take money from one project and apply it to another. I'm giving them $100 million. They could say that, nigga, you were 101 at a home, and they could take that and apply that to some other shit. So it's just fucked up. But, you know, I learned at a young age, man, and they wouldn't let me leave the label, and they told me that I had to give them another album. And I said, yo, the group ain't together no more. They said, we don't give a fuck, nigga. We want another record. So I went on and I formed a group called the Mass Circle. And at the time, Cube was leaving NWA, and Cube, me and him was chopping it up. And, you know, Cube was like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? What you gonna call a group? I said, I don't know, I'm trying to come up with some shit right now. He said, before I was gonna do the Lynch Mob, I was gonna do some shit called Mass Circle. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. I said, damn, I said, nigga, I said, let me get that. He said, cool. Yeah, yeah. But I took it and I put a spin on it. I don't want to just have a gang of niggas that was just, you know what I'm saying, just mad and just rhyming, just to be rhyming. I took the motherfucker and I made it in. It's still for something. So, you know, I plugged it with two A's. It's still for Minority Alliance of Anti-Discrimination. And that right there, I figured that out because I went out and I made a lot of alliances, made a lot of allies. That's the proper word I want to use. I made a lot of allies and I had a lot of homies and shit like that from the East Coast, from the South, on down the line, from DJ Premier to Scarface to all kinds of shit, to Tretch and niggas. I just made some queen like people, like them Shabazz, on down the line. I was fucking with a lot of niggas out there at the time, and I just said, you know what, let me call my group the Mass Circle and make it stand for something. So it was Minority Alliance of Anti-Discrimination, because we all was minorities, and I wanted us all, you know what I'm saying, that was moving in the struggle, stick together, you know what I'm saying, and fuck everybody who didn't understand our culture, from hip-hop to the gang life, you know what I'm saying, and that was something that I ran with, and the group was me, Coolio, my brother DJ Crazy Tunes, and we had another set of eyes that was just in there by the name of Big G, and we formed the Mass Circle, and that was the reason that the group broke up, is because we let niggas get in between me and the Latin, and you know, and something good, man, broke up like a lot of groups do, you know, but, you know, it's all good, though, because he's doing well now, you know, so he's out moving around doing his thing, and I'm still pushing.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, wow, that's crazy story, though, you know, that's the beast of this industry, I mean, but just, you're still doing massive amounts of work and still putting out music. How do you see the industry now compared to, you know, when all that was going down?
Well, you got to realize that back then it was something called artist development, and they wouldn't let you come out not unless you had some kind of substance in your music or behind you. And I'm not dissing new artists that's out right now, and I'm not dissing, you know, the music. But one thing I will say is that you got to realize that it became corporate right now. I'm talking about hip-hop. And a lot of the record labels are looking at everybody that's in there solely as a dollar sign. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them, but majority of them. You know, that's how they're looking at the artists. And a lot of artists, they don't have no stage shows. They don't have no substance in their music. A lot of these niggas come out, man, and they be gone next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a single-driven market right now. Yeah, so to answer that question back then, it was about, you know what I'm saying, it was about albums, nigga. If you remember when we used to, just like when we used to look at our mothers and fathers, you know what I'm saying, record collection. We'd be listening to an album, nigga be looking at the album cover and shit.
Yeah.
And nigga be
reading credit.
Yeah. Yeah, credit. Now, motherfucker downloading, you know what I'm saying, one or two records off that album. They ain't fucking with that album like that. You know what I'm saying?
They have no idea about the history of anything or where it came from or...
But I always told myself that I didn't want to be one of them grouchy old niggas that was like, fuck that. You remember when we came out with rap back in the, you know, in the early 90s and, the, you know, shit like that. It was niggas that was dissing us. A lot of them jazz artists was dissing us and R&B artists was dissing us, saying that it wasn't real music and it wouldn't survive. You know what I'm saying? Until Run-DMC came out and showed niggas. LL and them niggas showed niggas that, you know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. You know, and... What I don't want to be right now to a lot of youngsters is I don't want to be a grouchy old man, a nigga that's just fuck y'all. That shit is. I wanna let niggas know, you know what I'm saying, why I think a lot of shit is bullshit that's going on right now. Talk to them, school them. Instead of dissing them, school them. Sit down and chop it up with them. A lot of them niggas, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know what I'm saying. Them niggas grew up, you know what I'm saying. Like our music is oldies to them now. How we used to listen to oldies. When we was young, our music, you know, when niggas be calling me a legend and what up, OG, and all that old shit in there, I be like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, my nigga, I am. I just, you know, I'm an old nigga. I've been in this game a while. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm still nice at what I do. But at the same time, too, I got to realize it's a new generation that's coming in. And our music is oldies to them now. And our music being oldies to them, you know what I'm saying? Now it's my job to educate them about, you know what I'm saying, you know, what I've been through to make sure that even the niggas that's doing good now that's making millions, You know what I'm saying? You gotta let them niggas, like, I hollered at Wayne. I told Wayne, I said, my nigga, you doing good, my nigga. You the nigga right now. You making it happen. You doing your thing, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit, the drama in these streets or whatever, my nigga, try your hardest to avoid it. Try your hardest to stay out of it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Do good, take care of your family, my nigga. Keep getting your bread. Stay with your fam, my nigga, baby and all them, my nigga. Keep pushing the line. You know, and all he said, my nigga, was, damn, thanks, you know, thanks, thanks, OG. I appreciate that, thanks. Much love and respect. And a lot of them niggas, they will listen, you know what I'm saying, just depending on how you get at them. You know what I'm saying? It is just, yeah. You know, you got to talk to them. And that's why I love fucking with, you know, with cats like y'all. When I saw, you know, y'all at the radio show and everything and stuff like that, like, you know, this is a tool that we got to use to educate. We can't misuse it.
Yeah, that's exactly why we got into it. I see it with this adult contemporary hip-hop, you know what I mean? This is what we love and what we pay homage to. We're not playing. It's not a game for us, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yo, Dub, how we see it, Dub, is you know, hip-hop, you know, we grew up hip-hop there. So
mm-hmm.
we feel like Dub C should not have to compete with Tiger.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiger, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. got your lane. He got his lane. Let the kids have hip-hop, and we have adult contemporary hip-hop. Let's get a Grammy nomination. You know what I'm saying? Just like how there's adult, there's soft rock, heavy metal rock. You know what I'm saying? Split up hip-hop. Just split it up, man. Split it up so everybody
can... Yeah, you know what? That's some deep shit right there, my nigga. I ain't never thought about it like that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the beginning, which was just, you know what I'm saying, it was 20 years is a long time, but in the beginning, you know, I mean, when I say the beginning, I don't mean the beginning of hip-hop, but I'm talking about when it started getting some shine, like, started really getting a lot of notoriety. But in the beginning, they said it wouldn't last, my nigga, and I don't see this shit going nowhere. And I guess it is time right now for us to start recognizing and, you know what I'm saying, to start, you know, giving props is due to, you know, to a lot of different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, it could be a whole show.
They did it on the Hip-Hop Honors, which was dope. I love that about the Hip-Hop Honors.
Yeah. Very dope. And yo, real quick, just a sidebar, because just for West Coast culture, for those out there that don't really know, I dig the West Coast slang, so there's a couple of words that I'm going to throw at you and just throw the definition out, you know what I'm saying, for the people who don't know. The first one is belling. You actually had a joint called belling, too.
That's just walking hard. You and your niggas is pushing, you know. I don't know what y'all call it on the East, you know, with a nigga.
Like the Diddy Bop.
You know what I'm saying?
Diddy Bop. Yeah.
Diddy Bop, yeah.
Yeah.
You and your niggas, man. You see that nigga walk, man. Damn, I saw that nigga belling down the street, man.
All right. So the next one is ghetto bird. What is that?
Yeah, that ain't nothing. That's just a helicopter. Police helicopter.
All right.
Police helicopter. Yeah, police helicopter. Fuck the ghetto bird.
All right. And I got one more. And I hear it on a lot of movies or whatever. Is when they call somebody a mark. What's that?
Yeah, that's what you call them. That's a corny nigga. That's a crabby, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what y'all call a crab nigga. But see, out here you say the word crab, that's disrespecting Crips. You know
right. Exactly.
That's disrespecting Crips. But that's to New York niggas. That's a crab. That's what a mark is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a sucker. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I want to touch on the West Side Connection thing. You know, during the time when the East Coast West Coast thing was going down, you guys had a real prominent record in that. You know, I know that there was a situation with Common and Cube
with all of that shit.
But the Bow Down record was so wow. Like, did y'all really feel like y'all wasn't getting love in New York like that? Maybe
hell yeah. But it was, yeah,
you know,
hell
like,
yeah.
You're right.
We felt all nigga, you felt it too. Look, I was like, we be talking to person. Like, I be because a lot of our, you got to realize that Chuck D and then when Cube left NWA, Public Enemy was the ones who took Cube in. Was like, nigga, come on. And you got to realize that Cube was the first artist from the West to go to the Apollo and shut shit down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't. I mean, it was hard for niggas from New York to go do the Apollo without getting booed. It was like, right. That nigga had a lot of love, so it wasn't a direct hit to, you know.
Hello? Where'd he go?
Hello?
We lost you for a little second. You have to say that again.
I said, you got to realize the Cube had a lot of love for a lot of niggas in New York because Public Enemy took them in. And we didn't want the whole world, and I had love for a lot of artists and, you know, and a lot of niggas, man. A lot of niggas from New York because they took me in when I was out there fucking with Aladdin and shit and everything. So it wasn't a direct hit to New York. That's why we did a record where we specified the niggas that we was at. And that's why we got it. That's why we did a record called Fuck All the Critics in the NYC.
Right.
All the Critics. We was getting at All the Critics. That's why our beef was. Our beef wasn't with the artists. I mean, with all the artists or with the fans. Fans love this, man. It's just like music today. If you hear radio job is to program and deprogram. If you hear a record, how many times you heard a record on the radio that you like, man, it's some bullshit. But then after you hear that motherfucker for that 1,000 times, you like find yourself nodding to that shit or singing it.
Right.
It's just the way it is, and they wasn't fucking with us at all. They wasn't fucking with us at all back then, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I mean, Cube got a little bit of spin, got a little bit of burn when he came out with Public Enemy. I mean, you know, Ice-T got a little bit of burn, but for the most part, on the whole, they wasn't fucking with us, my nigga. And it wasn't the fans' fault, and it wasn't all the DJs' fault, but it was these motherfuckers who's in power, man. That wasn't fucking with us, calling our shit whack, breaking our shit on the air and all of those shit and everything, and dissing niggas because niggas had Jerry curls out here and all that. I mean, yeah, it was fucked up, but damn, though. You got to realize, we looked up to niggas that showed us a way that we can make some motherfucking money, man. We could do something that we love and make money at it, too. Shit, but to get shitted on, that was the shit right there. You know, all the you gotta remember when the Source magazine was out. You know, niggas never get motherfucking, you know, niggas never get 4 mics. It was always, you know, always 2, 3.5, shit like that. Niggas wouldn't really.
But you know what?
Props,
but you know what, Dub? Like it's crazy because that's the whole thing in a nutshell. You just nailed it. Like the fans. They love y'all, but it's crazy because they had no idea about y'all because New York radio wasn't playing it. Not even
that's
the underground.
Why we felt, but that's why we felt it was very necessary to take that stand. And that was the reason that we did it. And it was unfortunate that around the same time, Pac, rest in peace, and Biggie, rest in peace, had a confrontation. Regardless of who was right and who was wrong, it was unfortunate because our record got caught up in the midst of their personal, you know, saying their personal confrontation. So it got to the point to where it was just like motherfuckers was falling in, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, well, I'm with these niggas. And it was crazy because, yeah, that was some personal shit. That shit wasn't no, that's some personal shit. That was personal.
Yeah.
With Pac, you know what I'm saying? What do you know? Yeah, that's personal. Them niggas used to hang tight together and shit, so. That shit right there, you know, got crazy. And then with the Death Row shit and Death Row getting shot at, Super them getting shot at when they're doing the video. And, you know, the shit just got out of hand, man. And it was crazy because, you know, you had one side of the world that was riding with one side, another side was riding with the other side. But it really wasn't no West Coast and East Coast beef. It was just differences that niggas had with particular individuals. And our beef was with the critics. And with all the public, I mean, with all the outlets, man, with all the industry outlets, that was our personal beef. That was our beef. And the niggas that we did have beef with, you heard it on record. We said their names and shit. It wasn't no fuck everybody in New York. I mean, we looked at doing some shit like that. We went and did our interview in New York. We were out there chilling and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it never was that. And I'm not backpedaling. I have no reason to, especially with that shit. Y'all can hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Back in.
Yeah, no, it wasn't no beef, no personal beef, nigga, man. It was just, and it's fucked up that it came out like that, but that's just the way that it is, man.
Man.
But I walked through New York. I walked through New York to this day. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I walked through New York to this day, you know what I'm saying? And I get nothing but love. Nothing but love. I mean, niggas be stopping in the car. I see you outside. All that shit. From the Bloods to the Crips. I get a lot of love, so. I don't misuse that. I don't abuse that. I don't take it for granted. You know, I'm thankful that, you know, real niggas recognize that, you know, that shit, that, you know, that, you know, I'm a real nigga and I just spoke my heart at the time. You know, and they fuck with me and I fuck with them. We love Biggie. We love, you know what I'm saying? We love a lot of niggas, man, that came out. We love Mobb Deep out here. You know, even though Mobb Deep get a record called, you know what I'm saying? L.A.
Yeah.
You know? We love, man. That's one thing I can say about Los Angeles radio, and now it's like an epidemic. It's, you know, shit is spreading. But, you know, cause, you know, y'all program been changed too. Y'all play a lot of music from everywhere. But over here,
nah. Hot 97 only plays South shit. That's all they play.
That's what I mean. Though, I mean, y'all playing other shit. So we been, but put your niggas from over here though from day one. Playing everybody else shit.
Right.
Mm. You know?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate when the DJs from out here really don't have history of hip hop in general, and whenever a West Coast artist name come across the desk, if Dr. Dre ain't co-signing it or shit like that, you know, niggas are like, man, fuck that shit.
Yeah. And yeah, that's our connection.
Up.
West Side Connection was actually, it was a really, really dope super group, though. For those of y'all that would have been under a rock and don't know who West Side Connection is, it's Dub C, Ice Cube, and Mac 10. Now, phenomenal. I see y'all perform on the Up the Smoke tour. You know, one of the most memorable scenes was when, which I thought was dope, because, you know, Mac Dime, he's a Blood, and you with the, you know, with the Crips. And,
yeah, I'm Crip. Exactly. Straight up, yeah.
And you did the Sea Walk, and he said, yo, can my brother get his Sea Walk?
I thought that was Crip walk on for y'all, yeah.
That was dope, because, you know what I'm saying, he was the Blood, shouting it out and telling you to do the walk, which was dope. I thought that was hard. What happened with the group? How did the group break up? What happened?
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of times be differences and shit like that, you know. It was unfortunate, but, you know, Cube and Mac wasn't seeing eye to eye, and, you know, I mean, by Cube being, you know, the card holder on that, you know, on that whole connection and everything, Cube was like, man, I'm backing out. I'm tapping out. I ain't fucking with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, him and Mac was, you know, they wasn't seeing eye to eye, man. And it was unfortunate, but, you know, nigga, I still communicate with Mac. You know, so I still see Mac around and, you know, and shit like that and everything, and, you know, you never know what the future holds, so shit, it is what it is.
I wanted to touch a little bit on the acting that you've done. Like, you know, you've transformed, you've definitely done your thing in this game, and how'd you, like, step into acting, and how do you like it, you know?
You know what's crazy? I need to kick myself in the ass on the real, because that was something that was natural to me, and I did it a long time ago, but I fell back. Not fell off, but I fell back from the acting scene. I fell back, and I never really wanted to act like that. You know, Cube really enjoyed writing scripts. He really enjoyed getting in there and making people laugh, and, you know, and doing gangster shit and all that and everything. He enjoys that shit. He's always on the plane on his laptop, you know, writing a script or doing something and everything. That wasn't my passion, man. I prefer, like, I got a production crew that, you know, that got, you know, cameras and all that shit and everything. I like to put them together, you know, but Cube really liked doing that shit. And he's one of the masters at it. He's a master of his craft. And a long time ago, I introduced Gary Gray to Ice Cube, the one who did Friday. I introduced him to him. Gary Gray shot my first video. you know, before he went on and did TLC Waterfalls, before he did Friday, you know, and it's crazy because, you know, that was something that was Cube's first, you know, first movie that, you know, that he went in, you know what I'm saying, and did on his own and everything and stuff like that, and, you know, he didn't look back after that, you know, and it's crazy because I jumped in and Set It Off, you know, and there was a couple other flicks I was in. I went on this TV, you know, and shit like that and everything, but I never did really jump into it like that because it was just something I was like, man, I ain't really trying to fuck with this, but, nigga, if you see them checks.
Yeah.
And the power, just the power of being on the screen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would have realized
right.
back then that, you know, that the power of being on the screen can open up the doors in so many different markets, man, and just so many different avenues, you know, I would have definitely went all the way in, you know, because, I mean, it's something just, I just naturally love doing, you know, so, you know, when I do it, I just love to naturally do it, so, you know, I'm back on it right now, I'm fucking with some acting classes, I got a couple of scripts and shit like that and everything, and I'm actually going to, you know, start, I'm going to pull the trigger and start shooting this summer, Fall Wise is getting off an independent film.
You got a radio show too, right?
Yeah, I got a radio show called Dub's Corner Radio. Dub's Corner Radio on rmconair.com. You know, that's Roscoe's Media Center. The owner of Roscoe's started a radio outlet. And
wow.
I got a spot on there called Dub's Corner Radio. It comes on every Monday night, Cali time, PST time, Cali time, from 9:30 to 10:30. You know, we have callers from all over the world that call in, from all over the, you know, different countries, you know, motherfuckers, we calling from New York, from Philly, from Chicago, you know, we have different artists that come on, you know, saying to chop it up, you know, I done had Chuck D on, I done had Premier on, I done had quite a few people on there, but we're just now getting our feet wet, and, you know, I'm just now getting, you know, really just getting into it, but it's like hanging out on a corner when you're on Dub's Corner Radio, you know, we just chopping up our real shit, you know, pull up niggas, you know what I'm saying? Grab your cup, pour some drink in that motherfucker. We got the low rider right there. We got the hog, the Harley, you know, with the sounds in it and everything. And we just sitting back with our foot against the pole. We just chopping it up with our real shit.
Yeah, man. All right. We'll definitely check that out. And, yo, before we let you go, bro, we got to ask you three questions. We ask all our guests the same shit.
Go ahead.
Your top three MCs of all time. Top three groups of all time. And top three producers. All time.
Top three MCs of all time had to be Kool G Rap. Shit, it had to be Kool G Rap. It had to be. Man. It had to be LL. This right here is going to hurt because it's out of Rakim and Big Daddy Kane. I love both of them niggas, man.
Yeah.
That shit is hard as fuck when it comes to them, man. I'm gonna go with Kane, and Fall Wise is but actually no, I gotta give a nigga from the West in there. I'm gonna throw Cube in there. That way I ain't gotta, you know, pick between Big Daddy Kane and Rakim. I'm gonna go with KRS-One, Kool G Rap. Ice Cube. Groups.
Wait.
Groups?
Can you imagine the three of them on a record? Real quick.
Oh,
real
my
quick.
Goodness.
Can you imagine KRS-One, G-Rap, and Cube on a record?
That's crazy.
All right. Let's move on.
Four-wise the group. It'll be NWA. It'll be Public Enemy Hands Down.
All right.
Public Enemy. Yeah, that's my favorite group. Hip hop group. Public Enemy. Run DMC.
Okay. All right.
Public Enemy NWA.
All right.
Shouts out to Ice-T. That's the nigga that put me in the game, put me down. He the nigga that gave me in the Latin our first shot, you know, on an independent record. You know, a while
that's
back.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Salute.
Shouts out to Ice-T. That nigga got love, man. He get love from me no matter what.
Well, not. So, top three producers all time.
DJ Premier.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Primo. Yeah, Primo, Dr. Dre. Mm-hmm. And what you call him? Shit. Nigga Kanye nasty, man.
That nigga get busy.
I gotta say Marley Marlon. Gotta go, Marley.
All right. Well, shit, dog, man. Appreciate you calling in. Word it up. Definitely an honor. You already know. Please don't hang up because we want to get a couple drops from you before you go. All right, big bro.
I'm there.
All right. All right. Peace. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Also known as Tribal Threat, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch. And this how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, Garden State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music. Grown folk things going on over these parts, partner. Hey, yo, what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Tracy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dr. Sex. And yo, right about now, I'm holding down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip hop. You already know that's that real hip hop. Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do it. Crazy Tracy.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, represent. So, be fam, we up in the building. You already know, man. It's Six Man Radio. That adult contemporary hip hop, you know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
What up, y'all? It's your man, Bill Dance, world famous MOP Firing Squad. Again, not in the building. I built this motherfucker and I know my way around, all right? Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, man. That's how it's going down. Salute.
Six Man
Radio.
Out, sweat your tracks out, blow out your weed, you wake up in the morning.
wanted to with no nigga had to leave. Be easy, you should have teased me instead of being sleazy. I wouldn't do you greasy. Come across more flaws than gold teeth. You can't eat if you're full of beef with niggas underneath. Still, I'm a lyrically holding down. L back in town, case the bell sound for the second round. Some of these old cats is funny. Fuck who's legendary, I'm trying to get this money. Drop a bomb on them and pour a dom on them. Soon as the track come on, I transform on them. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system. Strobe lights flash, you can't miss them. Listen.
That cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch ass niggas. You know me talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But beep game, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. You know me, but they can't hurt us, man. We're gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in there. Move that head, man. Come on, do it, man. But when you come, then you gotta come for blood. Man, come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. The niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the cannabis man over here. Yo, cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat them seeds for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won the title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it. Yo, I'ma let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme, then you laser vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I studied your background, read the book that you wrote, researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke, fronting like a drug free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start, nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got a legal move for all the fighters to move trucks. If I see one more girl with your eyes, yeah, fella, you understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't just hear fight.
Yo, cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out, but don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve. Well, I'ma take it by force. Blast it with a 45 call. Make you somersault. Shock you with a couple hundred thousand ball thunderballs. Before you wanted a war, now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life. Cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th.
Yo, what's good? It's Persia here. You rocking with Six Man Radio, the home of dope contemporary hip hop and R&B. Let's get it.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray deuce and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in hacks and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but fronts for me to start something. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is...
and bullshit and bitches in the back looking right.
Jamaican, rough conversation, blunt in rotation. My man Big Shot got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking, got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again, rolled up another blunt for the Heineken. Niggas thought the loped out, a kid got choked out, blows were stoned, and a fucking fight broke out.
Fuck that. Special technique of
Johnny Blaze, nightmares like Wes Craven, niggas gunning, my third eye seen it coming, before it happened, you know about them fucking statin kids, they smashing, everything, in any shape, form, or fashion, now everybody talking about they blasting, is you busting still or is you flashing, talking out your asshole, you should've learned about the flow and PZ Afro, the Calgary Stallion, chinky eye and snot nose, from my naps to the bunion on my big toe, I keeps it moving, know just what the fuck I'm doing, rap insomniac, fiend to catch a nigga snoozing, slip the cardiac, arrest me, exorcist, hip-hop, possess me, crunch a nigga like a Nestle, you know my stage, burning to a third degree, sneaky ass alley cat, top pedigree, the head toucher, industry party bum rusher, you don't like it, dick up in your fuck ya.
Yo, I slayed them C's back in the rec room era. My style broke motherfucking backs like him for terror. Most rap niggas came loud but unheard. Once I pulled out, drowned them off to the nearest third. Check these non-visual niggas with tapes in a portrait. Flood the seminar trying to orbit this corporate industry. But what them niggas can't see must break through like the roof unexpectedly. Protect your neck, my sword still remains imperial. Before I blast the mic, risen scratch off the cereal. We reign all year round from June to June. My niggas fight immediately, if not soon. Set the lynching, inform the execution date as the 2000 beyond slang suffocate. Amplify sample through vacuum tubes, compressions, cause RZA to charge niggas 20 G's a session.
But my mind starts to click it, and the strategy is mastered, the plot thicken. Just be that whoosh. I don't give a cotton picket. Fuck about a brother trying to size a nigga up. I hold my own, hard hat protect the dome. Look at mama, baby boy, acting like he grown. No time for sleep, I get deep as the baritone. Killer bee that be holding down his honeycomb. Lounging, son, ooh, brother number one. Protect your neck, flying guillotines, here they come. Bloody bastards, hard times and kill attacks. Spitting words, plus semi-automatic slurs. Peep the graphic, novel from the genie bottle. Hit the clutch, shift the gear now, full throttle. Time to bungee, to the next episode. I keeps it grungy, hand on my nutsack. And spitting lunges, out of whack, nigga that. Don't understand the fact, when they come to rid the tracks. I don't know how to act, real rap from the stack. Killer Hill Projects, how to be exact. Break it down, all in together now. Things are getting good, looking better now.
Wake your punk ass up. It ain't nothing but a copy, baby. Chill.
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room of my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen the white car crash. The light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dad. I said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security gone for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends. The stage of robbery, the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, game time get sewn up. Cocaine laced and marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had
living room on my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. Hit the light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dad. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security gone for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends. The stage of robbery, the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Cocaine laced and marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. How straight tweaking the next week and we broke even. I made allegiance and made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reason, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton, human sacrifice.
Yeah. Six men, cocaine, weed. Niggas been mixing shit since the 80s, low. Charm steaks, butt naked. Death, make a nigga flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked and shit. Block a nigga in. Alondra, Rose Crans, Bullets, Cops. Still in the hood. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they bang. And niggas that rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. Yeah. Couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, harsh turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the pistol grip. Yeah, trippin'. We in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause yeah, it's so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand and a bird 10 grand to a motherfucker stand.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy XL. You now rock on Six Man Radio. Homeboy Doug, contemporary hip hop and R&B. You already know my homie Bad C. Six Man all day.
You already know it's your girl Young B. Locking in the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop.
These the last words of a hanging slave. How can I forget this? I rob you, put you on my hit list. Under my nails are dirty, look at the grime. My burnt lips from the roach clips. How can I shine? Being broken bag, a dope bitch. Powerful mind, we brave men. I blow smoke and I'ma keep saying.
These the last words of a hanging slave. How can I forget this? I rob you, put you on my hit list. Under my nails is dirty, look at the grime. My burnt lips from the roach clips. How can I shine? Being broken back, no bitch. Powerful minds, we brave men. I'ma blow smoke and keep saying. I wanna be more than that bullet that goes through your zone. Wanna be the lead that tears through your skin and crack bones. Wanna be the heat that you feel, make you moan. Wanna be the hospital bed that you lay on. Wanna be the God that you feel when you pray on. It's nation, the type to get the hyper calm. I've been on kill something. Rap cats the real front. Fuck you, relax. Cop back, put his brains on the page. Nigga, how about that? You close range with the gauge, you get paid. First rapper to shoot off stage, turn the front page. The next day, my life is like a book. A 24-hour song without no hook. Millennium thug, computer chips up in my slug. Turn corners when you turn corners, know who to plug. Thugs around me outside, it's rowdy outside. Better fly before you get bodied outside.
Oh, y'all niggas killers now. Oh, catch you coming out your fucking crib, nigga. Fucking bullet, nigga.
Six man.
Hey, yo, I break bread, red, $100 bills, pill on the cotties, another four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate mills. Tore the album, only for more sales. We used to catch those on the block with krills. Now it's paid shows, promoters post up bills. Sign deals only if the math is real. If we can't match numbers, then you can't have the head nigga in charge of shit. Live nigga rhymes artist, pardon. P-Dub shines regardless, remorseless. Haunt niggas like poltergeist. My advice for get like that, to think twice before you move on it. Put jewels on it, who want it? Loose niggas make the news when we start forming. Snatch stripes off a nigga's uniform, often. Doing it bad to Delph, you way out the jurisdiction. Why niggas bullshit on the grill? I don't fuck around, Dunny. It's most real, I keep it thorough, nigga. Yo, let me back up for him. Let me back up. Go, go.
For them other niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? I got my click ready. Ready for hand-to-hand combo. Pawns break him down. Rapping or cut his throat. Dawn scoop him up. All got he stomp him out. East twin grab her arm. Pick the slinger up. Nitty turn his face to me and let me wake him up. I throw him up against the wall and put a hole in his face so big it almost took his whole face off. We got the same position, ready for face off. We blitz like Dallas in the Super Bowl face off. Perform like niggas in the yard up north. With long swords, ready for war, who paid costs. It's taking life loss, never found again, boss. A job well done, relax, throw back fist up with Cardi Lyman. 50s and has get lit. Fucking with the fabulous mob, yeah, you were sick. Lunatic, nigga, jump off a guy hit. Whip, max, attack, and silences spit. Shots whiz past your earlobe, shit. That's the sound of a nigga, almost felt it. Got you running, dodging, covering, sheltering. Bullets ripping through the fabric of the shirt is melting it. You bleed again. You just another nigga dealt with. Shooter alert. A house is nothing like the cover.
Six man.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. Shit nigga Bad C and Nadine Michelle.
That's me. That is me. That is me.
What's goodie, man?
Yo, just chilling, you know. Saturday night, Six Man Radio.
Yeah.
7:30 to 9:30.
Yeah. Every week, though. Every week, nigga. Every week. Yo, shout to Dub C, man. Shout to him, y'all. That was a dope interview. Came through. Definitely, you know, definitely did what he do, man. He skipped all through here, man. Definitely
he
did that.
He walked his ass all up in here.
Word up. Shout to Dub C, man. And shout to everybody that's listening tonight. You know, we see y'all. We see y'all motherfuckers. Yeah, man.
We thank you for chilling with us. We definitely appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And, yo, the Grammys are tomorrow, see?
The Grammys are tomorrow.
That's right. They are hosted by our beloved LL Cool J.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They working, huh?
What's the name that's going to be in the building? Frank Ocean. And Chris Brown supposed to be in the building at the same time. They're up for the same award out here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So,
well,
this should be interesting, right? You know, Chris don't got no chill, man. He don't got no chill. That nigga don't care where he at. That, you know, he was already throwing chairs at Good Morning America and all that.
I know out the window.
Yeah. You're not
Chris
safe.
Brown is crazy.
Period, man. That nigga's a ticking time bomb, y'all. I swear to God, watch. Watch. Watch.
You think he's going to do something stupid? I don't know.
Maybe not tomorrow, but I think he's going to do something stupid eventually and just totally body himself and career. he seems like a ticking time bomb. He seems like one of those tragedies, like one of those stories that you hear, like,
no,
damn,
I
he just threw
that.
His whole
you
shit away.
See
he's
it.
So talented. Yeah,
man.
Man.
Yeah,
man, he got the wrong people around him, obviously, y'all.
Yeah.
Obviously. Everything he does, you know, aside from being talented, everything outside of that is not positive, y'all. He can't be around people positive. He can't. There's no way in the world, man. Chris, fire your people, man. Fire them. And that's
man.
Radio. What do you think about him being with Rihanna, back with Rihanna and stuff? Like, what do you think about that?
To be honest, I don't even care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, that's the industry, man. They all fucking each other and getting back with each other and fucking each other. It's all one big herpes field anyway. So,
damn,
you know,
Steve.
Shout to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shout to y'all out there, you know, with the Grammys. And I wonder how many herpes cases are in the Grammys tomorrow.
Damn, Steve, that's rough. Evil.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, call them out. Call them out, man. It's real, man. Wow. It's Man Radio. We ain't playing, man. It's serious. I want people to know, man, it ain't as glamorous as you think it is out there, man. They smiling for the camera, but they burning, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. They saluting Whitney, of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because it's the 1 year anniversary of her death. She died. Isn't it crazy? She died like day before the Grammys. Doesn't she have a little odd?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. That was just a little crazy, you know.
What's her name too? They honoring Bob Marley too.
Oh, that's dope. I can't wait for that. That's gonna be fresh.
So, you know, that's going to be definitely dope. And all of that.
I'll tune in for that.
Definitely. It's definitely going to be must-see TV. It's going to be interesting to see. I just want to see Chris Brown and Frank Ocean up for the same award. Like, you know, when they pan the cameras back and forth and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I
want to see the reaction. Like, if one of them win and the other don't, you know the camera gonna show the niggas in the audience that didn't win. So I want to see that dude's face. And, you know, it's just must-see TV, man. You know.
Yeah, I think Frank might win it. Like, whatever it is, he might just win it. So.
You think? Yeah, yeah.
We will see.
Yeah, man. All right. So, listen. Also, yo, y'all make sure y'all check out. We got two new shows on the network. You know, Monday nights we got Kobe and Jerome. They got The Race. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna want to check them out, man. Check them out. And that's Monday night. Thursday night, along with Cobra and Woodshot later on that evening, we have Grown Man Gaming with my nigga Aaron and my nigga Chase Money. You know, they switch out. They be having guest hosts and shit coming in, you know, to sit in with them and shit. They really dope. Like, last week, they was talking about their first live show. They was talking about the new PlayStation 4 and the new Xbox and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's good shit. I don't want to check that out and all that. Next week on Six Man Radio, though, y'all make sure y'all tune in. We got Sticky Fingers in the building. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's crazy. And we got Sia in the building. If y'all up on your hip hop, your underground hip hop right now, y'all already know she's doing her thing. She's about to blow. And yo, don't take my word for it, man. Y'all gonna see what I'm talking about next week, man.
Yep.
I mean,
y'all gonna have to check her out.
You know, we don't fuck with no bullshit, man. Shout out to Block Talk Radio too. Shout out to Amy and John and all them niggas up at Block Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. And you know, good show, man.
Yeah, thank you. Good show to you too, Steve. Doing his thing, killing it on the boards.
Yo, it's crazy, you know, my hands and shit. That's another story. Yeah, man. Yo, it's wild. Off the record, I ain't think that the first set would be the way it was. And listening back to it, you know, I was glad that it came out, you know, pretty dope. So, shout out to my hands. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my hands for acting right a little bit, you know, so we could get busy at night. But, you know, like, man, I said, man, yo, y'all make sure y'all here next week, yo. We here every week, yo. And we got crazier and crazier shows lined up. Like I said, next week, Sticky Fingers and Sire. The week after that, Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew along with him. Along with him, we got Psycho Les from the Beat Nuts. That's crazy.
That's right.
And nice. Following that is, oh my God,
1 year anniversary.
Our 1 year anniversary with PMD of EPMD. That's crazy. That's crazy. And you know what, Nate? That following Saturday is the Biggie, the actual Biggie. That the anniversary of Big Death.
Wow.
Last year when we aired, it was on the 4th. We did our show on the 4th. It wasn't a Saturday, so you know. So this year, you know, maybe we should try to get Easy Mo B back.
I don't see why not. That'd be dope. Yeah. We got to hit him up, Easy Mo B.
All right. All right, all right. We'll do.
Let's
we'll
do. This.
Well, you know what? We're about to get up out of here. And, you know, what we got? What we got in here? I know I got some shit in here to take y'all up out of here. You know what? You know what? Peace. Y'all be good. Y'all make sure that y'all hear next week.
Radio.
We're going to go bust around Wuha. All right?
Yeah.
We can do that? We can get up out of here crazy?
Mm-hmm. I'm digging that.
Six men.
Do it.
Radio.
All right, let's get up out of here.
They know I step correct. Now you all in debt. I got that head nod shit that make you break your neck. Now you all in debt. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. I got you all in debt. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. I got you all in debt. Bust the rhymes up in the blaze of true indeed. Yes, I can't crack it, that's word on my feet. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. One blood, everybody like wake up every morning, yo, I must succeed. Nationwide knockouts make the world stampede. Yo, Willie, make we roll some weed. Man charge, nigga, now I must proceed. Yo, we about to make whoop, step speed. Beast to baby, fight Q-tip, at least I need. Watch me knock you out like Apollo Creed. Body blows, busting your shit, making you bleed. Just feed more dynamic flows and take heed. Need more information, homeboy, than just weed. Hey, you can't read all about the pure breed. You need more.
Parts they fall off, you get hit in the leg, man. You can't even crawl off in that AK. just automatically spray. Everybody out this bitch could get hit with a stray. I got silence and scopes, military issue pistols, holler at me. Whatever you need, homie, I could get you this thing. What my flip, hollow tip, extra clips. You don't want your shit to jam, better buy a cleaning kit. Teflon, Teflon, need a wrap around your chest. Pop off, they pop back, and you get left a bloody mess. Mac 11, Mac 10, time for some action. Dump a clip out this bitch, see how niggas act then. Got guns and ammo, they all for sale. Clips included, use possible for your bail.
Got the semi-automatics, and we got the Marauders. Yeah. Niggas, you should get at. If you got a problem with them hollow tips, hit them. Man, that's just something. We got them Lucas and Rubens and them ones, and they all for sale. Got that 9mm, got that 10mm, got that low deuce deuce, and they all for sale. Got that old trade pound, got that new 4 pound. They been used once or twice and they
all. You stand for gangster, you stand for you niggas in trouble. Better lock and load on a double G. Nick, fresh out the box, 40 Cali Glock, Calico, 100 shot. Street sweeper, split a block. I hear a nigga's call when them shots pop. Take them to my grandma, my basement, show them what I got. Look, I got 3 380s, a check and 2 in 1. Ice King doing some shit and bought him one. Them young boys from the project crazy, he was kissing on the door. Saying that's my baby, Buck came through. Saying 50, show me some love. Told him my dog, dog, something he could sneak in the club. Gave me some sales for that trade, snub. He gave me some bug, gave him a pound. Gave him a hug, love and love. I take it back to the WA day. Fuck take my CDs, raise the crime rate in the tri-state. Got some rules, some sticks, some calls, my nigga for real. Holla at the kid.
They all got semi-automatics, and we got them revolvers. We them niggas you should get at. If you got a problem with them hollow tips, hit them. Man, that's just something. We got them Lucas and Rubens and them ones, and they all for sale.
Six Man
Radio. We continue on. Do wow. K Slade. Let's go, niggas.
Go, niggas.
Brand new off the Violator 2.0 album, July 24th. Shit is crazy right here. Brand new freestyle, you know we ain't y'all. Come on.
Here's why they call me the ghost. I'm half live, half dead, and when it's deep, I bring all of the toast.
Whoa.
And I got
whoa.
More guns than most of New York. And I ain't got to say shit, cause the ghost of the talk. Holiday style, ignorant nigga. Trade pound, 4 pound, feel damn off your ligament, nigga. I'm the hardest rapper out, bitch, you digging the nigga. And like anybody who beef, could swim
big
in the river.
Big shout to Y.O.,
all the children to shiver. It's like he's so gangster.
Y'all so push me.
Murder y'all faggots, so y'all don't push me. All I know is going through hell, blowing the shell. I got down so hard, I thought no one would tell. But I was damn wrong, I hold it down like my man's on.
Damn,
I shoot anything,
damn.
I get my fucking hands on. To leave a coward niggas bloody like a sand.
You ain't gotta play hard to get. I know you like the art of sex. I'm putting down my plan like an architect. It's for you, we can all get wet. I got a lot of nerve talking this to you, right? I'm straight up, honey, should make sense to you. Girl, you ain't got a front, don't be acting dumb. Hey, if you got the goods, then I want some. I'm trying to get down, this ain't no lie, yeah. But I ain't never fucked with a menage, why? It's three like the stripes on the eye, yeah. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Three is the matching number, ask my partner. I be serving that ass like a bartender. I'm only you, what are you in? Watching ya. I'm only you, what are you in? Watching ya. I'm only you.
See, these things get so. I'm caught up in your game, I'm kinda tango. Maybe it's the way that you sit on the down low. Saying things to me the 1 and 3 would only know. I wanna tell you though that these things seem to me. Situations get you from point A to B. I certainly put a counsel on our mistakes. I got a mission of 2 girls on a high beach. Everything's reaching, ain't nobody stopping me. They just relax because they know I got a plan for each. Yeah, everybody know I got a plan for each. You know I got a plan for each.
Thought you knew by 10 was polygamous. Which one of you queens is coming to get with this? Already got one hole in my ominous. But I need a couple to add to my list. Take a position in my world of compassion, satisfaction, ecstasy. Calling you, calling me. I know you're yearning for sexual longevity. My name is Baten Rasul Rasi. Tantra Master Sex 203. Ecstasy. Calling you, calling me. I know your hubby ain't giving you no action. Well, for one, he's too damn masculine. He needs to relax and take some lessons on giving you a climax.
Radio.